Support for this podcast is provided by Willow, the one-way video interviewing platform. Speaking to candidates on Zoom, Teams, or Skype is a great way to meet people, but it can also be exhausting, inefficient, and inconvenient. Willow has taken the interviewing process and brought it into the 21st century. They looked at all the negatives of traditional interviewing, like scheduling, fatigue, anxiety, and travel, and created a virtual interviewing process that candidates actually love, and they have the NPS score to prove it. With Willow, you simply write a series of questions that you want candidates to answer, then share the link with them. They then answer your questions in their own time on any kind of device or browser. The company has a real focus on making the process easy and making it feel as candidate-friendly as possible. They also have native integrations with Workable, Greenhouse and Zapier, so you can automate your selection process, cast a wider net, and really scale things up. Willow offers a totally free version that allows you to trial their approach to video interviewing for as long as you need to. And then, when you do want to upgrade, it's genuinely affordable. And they'll even plant a tree for you to ensure that every interview is carbon neutral. Sign up for free at willow.video. That's willow.video.
There's been more of scientific discovery, more of technical advancement and material progress in your lifetime and mine than in all the ages of history.
Hi everyone, this is Matt Alder. Welcome to the November Roundup episode of the Recruiting Future podcast. If you've not listened to Roundup before, it's a short review of the episodes that I've published in the last month to make sure you don't miss out on the valuable insights my guests are sharing. In early December 2014, I decided to commit to producing a regular podcast, which I launched in mid-January 2015. 7 years later, I've just found out that Recruiting Future is now an award-winning show after receiving a Silver Davy Award in America for podcast excellence. A huge thank you to everyone who supported me in my podcasting journey, and special thanks to Evergreen Podcasts for entering the show for an award. Obviously, a podcast is nothing without its listeners, so thank you all for taking the time to listen to the show. One other important ingredient of Recruiting Future is my guests, and we've had a very strong lineup during the month of November. As I say in pretty much every interview on the podcast, predicting the future accurately is impossible. However, identifying and tracking the trends that will shape the future is not just possible, it's essential for any kind of strategic approach to talent acquisition. It's very clear that we're at the start of a new phase in the evolution of recruiting, and understanding where we are heading has never been more critical. My guest for episode 386 was Kevin Wheeler, founder of the Future of Talent Institute. I've known Kevin for over a decade now, which is long enough to understand just how skilled he is at identifying the trends that matter. This was a wide-ranging conversation, and we discussed everything from the structure of talent acquisition as a function to internal mobility and recruiting automation. Over the last couple of years, I've become fascinated by the level of innovation in the tools available to assess candidates in the recruiting process. While there are a growing number of impressive technologies and techniques, up to this point, it's actually been quite challenging to get solid case study evidence of effectiveness. My guest on episode 387 has recently run a case study-based award process for assessment innovation that provides the evidence of adoption and success that we've been looking for. Netherlands-based consultant Bas van der Hatred has been on the podcast a few times showcasing new thinking in assessment. And in this conversation, he talked through five very different case studies of assessment innovation in action. Challenging talent markets and the increasing adoption of AI-driven technology are driving a revolution in recruiting. We are now seeing recruiting automation happening in many different ways, and it's becoming very clear that talent acquisition is changing forever. So, how can employers use AI and automation technology to benefit recruiters and hiring managers and radically enhance the candidate experience? To help answer these questions in a practical way, I had two brilliant guests on the show for episode 388. Rhonda Lloyd, Director of People Solutions and Recruiting at Webhelp, and Barb Hyman, CEO at Predictive Hire. Lots in this conversation about enhancing recruiting using automation and smart technology because humans can't scale fast enough to meet demand at the moment. In episode 389, we continued the recruiting automation theme as part of my mission to provide some deep dives into the practicalities of automation with practitioners who have hands-on experience. This time, the topic was automated sourcing, and my guest, Mike Smart, Global Talent Leader at Devo, shared insights and advice based on his own hands-on experience. Episode 390 made it three in a row for recruiting automation, with a deep dive into the strategic and practical aspects of conversational AI from Shannon Hughes-Swaney, SVP of Human Resources US at Prosegur. Prosegur uses conversational AI strategically throughout their employee lifecycle and has done an enormous amount of work to ensure that it reflects their employer brand values in an authentic and helpful way. One aspect of this is basing their chatbot on a real person. This is a must listen for anyone looking at implementing conversational AI in their talent attraction strategy. In today's talent market, speed is critical, but maintaining speed and quality when hiring is being scaled up is a challenge and also a position that many employers are now finding themselves in. My guest on episode 391 was Katie Morrow, VP of People Operations at Podium. Podium is a rapidly growing business, and Katie has some great insights to share on scaling up hiring without losing speed or damaging the candidate experience. So, as evidenced by the discussions mentioned so far, talent acquisition is having to evolve at a pace we've never seen before, and recruiting technology is playing a central role in enabling this transformation. However, the recruiting technology ecosystem has never been more complicated or more confusing. Building an effective tech stack can be challenging. In episode 392, I was joined by a guest who has a considerable amount of advice to share on the best ways to leverage recruiting technology in the dynamic environment employers are currently operating in. Ryan Dull is founder and CEO of Sagemark HR and an expert in pairing best fit technology, innovative process, and industry best practices. Moving the subject away from technology slightly, for many years I've been reading about the work UK retailer Timpson does to hire ex-offenders and other marginalised groups. What they do is a win-win-win situation. It's a win for the ex-offenders who get a job. It's a win for society, as employment is a crucial part of breaking the reoffending cycle. And it's a win for Timpson, as they get access to a large talent pool. Now, more than ever, employers need to be challenging traditional policies and beliefs to think differently about hiring. With that in mind, I was absolutely delighted to welcome Darren Burns, Timpson's National Recruitment Manager and Head of the Timpson Foundation, to episode 393. As well as running Timpson's own ex-offender hiring initiatives, Darren also advises other companies looking to do the same and has some unique experiences and advice to share. Even though I've tended to work with large enterprise businesses as a consultant, I've always been fascinated by startups and the lessons larger, more established companies can learn from them. Although the actual execution will always be different, I think there are some real insights around how smaller, more agile companies think about talent, candidate experience, and recruiting technology. My guest on episode 393 was Ben Butler, head of people at Dublin-based startup Evervault. Ben has worked for startup and scale-up companies on both sides of the Atlantic. He has a really fresh approach to talent and some great insights. Finally, perhaps one of the most important topics for the majority of people who are listening. We've been talking continuously about challenging talent markets on this podcast since March. However, we've not so far mentioned the one specific skill shortage which is affecting everyone. The pressure on many employers to scale up their talent acquisition functions is immense, but hiring experienced recruiters has arguably never been tougher. So what can companies do to attract and retain experienced recruiter talent? On episode 394, I spoke to Amy Schultz, Global Head of Talent Acquisition at Canva. Canva has been scaling up at speed over the last few years, and Amy has some very valuable perspectives to share on recruiter attraction, retention, and development, as well as what we can do to raise up and celebrate the profession of talent acquisition. So, we're into the last month of the year, and 2022 is just around the corner. Before we get there though, I have some great guests coming up in December, as well as a very special 400th episode of the show. Please make sure you don't miss out. If you haven't already, you can subscribe to the podcast in Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or via your podcasting app of choice. Please also follow the show on Instagram. You can find us by searching for Recruiting Future. You can search all the past episodes at recruitingfuture.com. On that site, you can also subscribe to the mailing list to get the inside track about everything that's coming up on the show. Thanks very much for listening. I'll be back next time, and I hope you'll join me.
This is my show.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.